Okay. What up? We are live, dog. It's been a minute, huh, Bean?
It's been, what, 2 years?
It's been about 2 years since the last time the Titans clashed with one another.
But now we back!
We're back! We back, baby!
What it do, baby? Feels good to be back.
Facts. We got a lot to talk about. And I know you guys expect us to talk about certain things, like 6ix9ine and all that other shit, Corona and everything going on. But we ain't about to talk about none of that shit right now.
None of it.
Sorry if we disappointed you and you expected us to talk about real world topics for one time. It's just not going to happen. We really don't care about the world that much.
Especially.
Like, we just don't.
This year.
Yeah, this year is just terrible. This year sucks a bag of dicks, bro. Like,
Cancel it.
But yeah, we are going to be talking about Bat in the Sun and Death Battle. Like, what makes one good to us and what makes one bad to us? Because we're fans of both. But we prefer Bat in the Sun.
Yes, we do.
Because Death Battle, be on some fuckery.
And they don't get the stats right.
They be lying or mad at the stats. Like, they be coming up with jewels and all that. Come on, bro.
All the extra.
Who's in there calculating that for real, right? Stop it. Stop. Anyway, we prefer Bat in the Sun because it's a fan vote. You can't get mad at a fan vote.
Right.
They go to a con, any con, not just Comic-Con, any con that's popping, and they talk to as many people as they can and poll all of these votes.
So they gotta go
They go to where the nerds are. Like, the nerdiest people are at these cons.
They gotta go to all the cons.
You know what I mean? They go to all of them and find these people who are dressed as these characters, who live this shit, and go get their opinions on it. It's not just a bunch of dudes in the office who play niche things and put their niches together to form a collective. Nah, it's everybody, like the community.
Right.
You know what I mean? They have a say-so in what happens.
That's dope.
So that's why I like that, personally.
Wait. First of all, you gotta introduce
our guest. I totally forgot.
Well,
we've got a member of the Wolves with us today. He's so Wolfpack that his name is just Wolf.
The Wolfman.
Looks like one. But yeah, he's here talking nerdy shit with us today. You know, we're allowed to curse now, by the way.
Yeah.
The cursing is only limited when we do ads and all that other shit.
Thank you fucking
But we don't OD because then they really won't put us on Apple Music.
I was about to OD.
So we only curse when it's organically like happening.
Okay.
Sometimes you can't control it. People talk like that, you know?
Alright.
But yeah. So we're going to talk about some of our favorite death battles and Bat in the Sun moments, like fights. We're going to talk about why we think certain people should have won, why certain people should have lost, whether we like the animations. We're just going to pretty much talk about everything about the show that we can, like these shows, in our perspective. And you know, hopefully you guys see something that you didn't see before. That's pretty cool. So, yeah.
Here's
the ashtray. By the way, if we cough a lot, guys, it's because we're getting really like toasty, and
the gas.
It is some real good stuff. So, what were we talking about?
Bat in the Sun. What's going on again?
So, what do you want to start with? Best moments, least favorite moments, most controversial moments.
I think controversial, guys.
Controversial.
Yeah.
That's a lot. A lot of that is Death Battle. There's not a lot of that in Bat in the Sun.
Yeah, I figured that.
A lot of that's Death Battle. So that's going to be like a big Death Battle segment right there.
Yeah.
I say the controversy with Death Battle.
There's nothing worse than an angry nerd, too.
Is
like one of your biggest, like, as far as controversy, what I mean by that is like if you go through the comments in certain videos and you read the community's like opinion on these things, you'll see like a lot of them don't like what's going on.
Yeah.
If you do, if you like certain things, why'd you like it? Why you don't care what nobody talk about? Shit like that. You know, just your viewpoint on it. Like, what's your, what one of those fights fucked you up the most? Like, why it went down like that?
I'm going with. I have two.
Yeah.
So my first one is
Obi-Wan versus Kakashi. Come on, bro.
Star Wars.
You actually think a ninja could beat a Jedi?
Buggy. I gotta go with you on this, Tosh. So I can't.
I gotta hear this because I love this. Dude's always got the opposite opinion, bro. Like, all right, why?
No, listen, I agree. A ninja cannot beat a Jedi. Mm. But the way it went down, they made it seem like Kakashi.
Soft.
Not soft. They made it seem like Kakashi wasn't well prepared for the fight.
Okay.
He always.
Which is one of his attributes anyway.
Exactly.
Okay.
He adapts really quickly to people.
He's they a call copy him, ninja
yeah,
for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a big fact.
Mm. I just feel like
they robbed him.
They didn't say rob him. Mm. Nah, I just felt like
Obi-Wan
they didn't show his full potential.
They do that a lot. That's a big thing.
Inconsistent.
That's a big thing.
And for someone to be,
they put so much of his fire shit that he did and didn't include a lot of his fire moves. Like the fact that he fights fucking Gai Sensei, who's the best taijutsu person in the world, to a tie. All the time. His hands are crazy.
And they didn't show a lot of hands.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. He didn't get close to Obi-Wan. Like, he wasn't trying to get close. He was trying. Obi-Wan, nice, bro. He's not going to let you get close to him, bro. If you don't have to. But at the same time, Kakashi can get in there, bro. So I agree with that. Kakashi could have got in more, like, dug in more.
How'd he die? How'd Kakashi die?
Obi-Wan slit him into pieces. Like, they had like a duel at the, like, his Chidori versus like Obi-Wan's third form, like the form where you clear in your mind and go into nothing for the, like, it's like Latio in real life. Like, it's just one strike.
Okay.
Same way he killed Darth Maul
with a lightsaber.
Yeah, he turns it off. And then right when Kakashi is about to get next to him, he's got his eyes closed. He's letting the Force control all of his actions. And as soon as he gets close, they just do the slash past each other.
The only reason why I agree that Obi-Wan won is because the Force.
Force is everything. It's everywhere.
With ninjas.
And ninjutsu
and chakra.
It's limited.
That's limited.
Yeah, they can stop
the
that.
The Force is not.
Just like Ki. In the same sense with Superman and Goku, it's just like Ki. Ki's limited. It's a limited source of power you can draw from until your body is exhausted and you can't do it anymore. The sun is unlimited.
I mean, until it goes to a black dwarf star.
Good luck with that.
That's different.
Yeah, it's a whole nother scenario.
And Superman has been known to fix shit like that. So,
All right.
Obi-Wan. Yeah, but yeah, I agree. They could have made Kakashi dig in a little bit more and use his brain a lot more. I mean, the underground thing was nice, you know, trying to trap him and having himself under there and him fighting shadow clones the whole time. That was cool, but you know, Kakashi would have did more. With a dog. Where were the dogs? He always used the dogs.
He always used the dogs.
That's like my favorite Kakashi jutsu, besides when he sticks his fingers up your butt. What? Thousand years of pain. He definitely caught Obi-Wan with that. Obi-Wan wasn't playing that though.
And I felt like they didn't use his Susanoo perfectly. At all.
Well, his Susanoo he got at the very end. Like randomly.
Still master perfect Susanoo.
Nah, bro. I'm not jacking that.
Still master.
I'm not jacking that. That's bad writing, bro.
Nah, bro.
It's bad writing. You ain't never used a Susanoo before. Now you got a perfect Susanoo.
That is greatness right there.
Yeah, that's bad writing, bro. That's bad writing. You ain't never used a Susanoo before, ever. All of a sudden, you got a Susanoo. And you got a perfect one? Stop it, bud.
He killed Rin.
Stop it. Nah, bro. I just don't like that writing.
And my second one is Hiei versus Sasuke.
Hiei.
From Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh.
Dragon of the Darkness Flame!
Don't get me wrong.
He's the originator of emo and fucking.
Yeah, he is.
Don't get me wrong.
And iJutsus, he's the originator.
Don't get me wrong.
For one.
I agree with the results. But again, sleeping on Sasuke.
Yeah, they did sleep on him though. They did. The only thing is though why I felt like they didn't really sleep on him like that is because the big point is that like Sasuke uses a lot of elemental chakra attacks. Hiei is immune to every element. Not just fire and ice. Nothing affects him. He's put himself through, like, so much danger and training. Like, bro, this nigga beat, like, 500 fucking S-class demons by himself, and most S-classes can only beat one or two at a time. This nigga beat 500 Doli at the same time, bro. He's a beast. That nigga's a beast,
Dolo.
Dolo, he matched Yusuke in his demon form, bro. And you saw what Yusuke demon form was doing to niggas, bro.
I see with the hair.
When he got the thousand Shogun eye and they fought, like, come on, bro. That fight was fucking toasty, bro. But they didn't use a lot of Sasuke shit.
Yeah. Sasuke didn't unlock. He didn't use the third mark.
He barely used his Rinnegan.
Right.
Which didn't make
any
sense.
He didn't use it at all.
So because
if one thing would have helped him, it would have been the Rinnegan. Mm-hmm. Definitely would have helped.
Okay.
Definitely would have helped. I agree with that. But I really agree that no matter what, it would have been a body. It wasn't close for a reason, just because he is overpowered. That nigga is grizzly. I love EA, but you know, I'm a big Kuwabara fan, but EA is like wow.
If Sasuke would have used his Rinnegan,
if he would have used his Rinnegan, it would have been a tougher fight. He could have locked him. He could have locked him in the Shingai Tensei.
It wasn't over quick, but
he did damage, brother. Sasuke was hitting him and getting at him, bro. He was hitting him.
My whole thing: if you're gonna do a battle like that and use stats, then go all.
Yeah, go by what they can do.
Because then you're just giving the people half. Not giving people everything.
They do that a lot.
And that's what. Me personally, that's what I don't like about Death Battle.
They don't go about the real action stats.
Yeah. I think a lot of it is for fan service, bro. I think a lot of it is fan service. So hard, bro.
But,
like, depending on what's coming out and what's hitting at the moment, like, certain animes are hitting at certain times when they put these battles out and the anime character is going against a comic book character, and because the anime is more popping than what's going on in the comics, the anime character wins. I see shit like that all the time in Death Battle, and it's just like, ugh. You guys suck so hard. Jesus Christ, you guys suck so hard. I never felt like that about Batman, son. Like, even when the people I wanted to win lost.
Right.
Like, Batman versus Wolverine. Come on, bro. Yeah. That's not even fair.
Yeah.
That's not even fair.
To whom?
To Batman!
Yeah, top tier.
But still, Batman gave it up. I wasn't mad. It's just like, Wolverine
like
is different.
Batman's son.
And they give you an alternate.
One is live action. It's not animation.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
They actually fighting. Like, if they get two people who can actually fight and do stunts and shit to fight each other in the costume and in character.
That's fucking amazing.
Fire. So that is fire, bro. Like, and so I was never mad. I just wanted them. That's one of the ones they never did an alternate for. Like, and Batman lost too many times, bro. They be putting up that. How you put Batman against Darth Vader?
That's not even cool.
That's not even cool, bro.
I'm a Vader fan, man.
I love Star Wars, but I love Batman more than anything. Like, you can't put Batman up against Darth Vader without no prep time and nothing. Batman would never even go over there without knowing what's going down like that, bro. Come on. And this is a long time ago in the galaxy far, far away. They ain't meeting nowhere. That's cheating.
Y'all gotta be tight with my when I make my fight.
Facts, bro. It was crazy because when they did an alternate and Batman got to win, but like.
How?
That's what I'm saying. How?
How?
Like, come on, this nigga Vader pulled fucking space destroyers out the sky, bro. Like,
with his hand,
he's like ridiculous, bro. He don't gotta lift his arms above his head to kill nothing, bro. This nigga just slashing niggas like this. So he can't even lift his arms up there without being in entire pain. Like, this nigga always like, champ, low cut, aiming at your stomach, nigga. Force your head off, bro. And he's a beast, so like. And then, you know, they did the same thing in, like, in Death Battle, early Death Battle, Batman versus Spider-Man. People shit on Spider-Man's powers.
Wait,
so
Spider-Man was
hard.
It?
Was it
regular
Spider-Man?
Okay, okay. Versus regular
Peter
Batman.
Parker versus Bruce Wayne.
What?
Nigga shit on Spider-Man. Yo, that nigga Spider-Man can lift buildings, yeah, bro.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Ah! He is so fucking... Yo, they be cheating.
But what does that tell you about his... Like, can he still can strategize, too. It's
but
not
still,
about his strength.
Death Battle is... These two niggas just bump into each other. What? Batman is prep time, bro.
Yeah.
If you gonna put Batman up against somebody, it gotta be nobody with... It gotta be somebody with, like, no crazy superhuman augmentation.
Yeah,
shit, like,
yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he could go against a Black Panther, and he could go against... He beat the shit... He would beat the shit out of Captain America like he did. Fuck Captain America up.
I mean, of course.
Batman would whoop Cap's ass, bro.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just like Black Panther or Killmonger. Batman would fuck both of them up. Black Panther, he's a little bit more smart. I am going front. He might have the edge over Batman because his suit do a little more than Batman's do.
Like that vibranium
is different. That shit different. Batman don't come prep, bro. He gonna get fucking slaughtered. So
literally,
like you gotta. But still, I think my least favorite like Death Battle. I think. Let me think about which one pissed me off the most. I think. Kirby versus Majin Buu.
Figured.
Dead ass, bro.
Damn Pokemon versus a dang
planet. It's not a Pokemon. Don't ever disrespect Kirby.
Kirby
like
is not a Pokemon, bro.
Kirby
what the,
is
what the
gangster.
Hell is Kirby?
He's a puffball.
You guys actually watch that?
Yes,
shit?
I love Kirby. Kirby's fucking awesome.
Thank you. You watch that?
Kirby's fucking awesome. Jesus. I love Kirby. Kirby fucking is lit, bro.
Little pink ball.
Exactly.
I used
but
to
that
call
nigga,
this
that nigga,
in high school
that,
Kirby.
That nigga give it up.
Look, just like
that nigga give it.
Wait, it's a dude?
All day he fight. That's all he do.
It's a he? Yes. Wait, don't that little shit have a family in and then they have like little Kirby?
It's just Kirby.
I don't know, bro. Kirby.
Okay, well,
sometimes he gets split into four Kirbys.
Basically he's asexual, basically.
No, sometimes somebody does a magic spell on him and he gets split into four
so this
Kirbys.
Is magic
for like
and
multiple.
Don't he suck people pulls?
Yeah, and take their powers. And take their powers.
Wow. Yeah. So his only power is to suck people off and
no,
get their power.
That's not his only power.
Okay, so he has more than one
power?
Lots of powers.
Lots of powers.
Okay, wait. So his only power is to suck people off of their powers and have their powers, multiple of their powers, basically.
No.
I don't know.
Kirby takes people's powers by inhaling them, and then inside of his body is an alternate dimension where everything he's ever absorbed and ate lives. So he can access any of that at any time, ever.
Bro, holy shit.
And he has been doing that for, like, 30 years.
Holy shit, bro.
He's absorbed stars. He can turn into a fucking star and warp through dimensions and do all type. Kirby is like a god in his universe. He really fucks shit up, bro. He competes in martial arts tournaments and fuck niggas up with the hands. And, you know, he's with everything, bro. Kirby's with all the smoke.
Okay.
So I love me some Kirby.
Okay.
But him versus Majin Buu, regular Fat Buu. Yeah, I think Kirby would beat regular Fat Buu. But the way he beat him, I don't know. And it's just weird. It's just like, you're not going to absorb Majin Buu.
That's what he means.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he does. Like, he absorbs people. They both absorb people. So, like, how could you? I understand Kirby can, like, turn into, like Darkness Kirby and, like, pretty much just destroy the world and shit. But, like, come on, son. Like, Majin Buu, give it up, bro. Even Fat Buu, give it up.
What are we talking about?
Fat Buu gives it up.
Yeah, you can fight. You can shake.
Yeah,
can shake.
I mean, Kid Buu is the best, but Fat Buu gave it up for a little bit, and then even when he became good in the Tournament of Power, he didn't want to fight and all that shit and all that thing. Still, when they showed his little arc and he did have to fight and he woke up and shit, he was putting the beats on niggas. So I know he would have lost. Another one that I really don't like was Vegeta versus Shadow the fucking Hedgehog. Why would you make Goku fight Superman and then you make Vegeta fight a hedgehog? That's disrespectful, bro. Yeah. Yeah. That's disrespectful.
Death battle pissed me off.
To no
even
end.
Even though they did that,
like that was I thought before that, like that came out after Blanka versus Pikachu, and that pissed me off too. How would you put a fucking 2-inch mouse versus a man who can activate thunder powers and eats electric eels? This nigga literally just let Pikachu do all of his moves and then ate him. Nigga bit his head off and then ate the rest of his body, bro. Like, that's it.
I would have paid to see that. That's so cool. Where was I when this came out? Like,
bro,
I did not see that.
Jesus. That shit was, it was, but Vegeta versus Shadow, bro. It oh my god. Sense. It don't make no sense. The matchup don't even make sense. What do you mean? How did that go? It's a fucking hedgehog.
My sister would.
Nigga, Vegeta was fucking. Yo,
sure
you
should have
made him break the fourth wall and just be like, how would you disrespect the god of Saiyans? Like, and some shit.
The
like, he disrespected Shadow. Like, you're nothing but a rat. Like, he was disrespecting him, bro, like the whole time. Just violating him, like, okay, rat. I'm not a rat. You're a rat. He was disrespecting him the whole time, bro. It should have made him, like, Vegeta should have fought somebody like. I was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah, I would say a DC character.
He should have fought somebody like. We could keep it like. Like Sonic, right? We're gonna keep it Sonic. He could have fought somebody
Eggman.
Like. Fucking Eggman. Fucking Eggman. He could have fought like. What's his name? What's that nigga's name?
Knuckles?
No.
Not an animal?
No. No, it's still wearing
one. Yep. That's why I said DC. DC character.
Who could have Vegeta fought, though? That would have been a good fight. Like, not from the Dragon Ball Z universe.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Anyway.
I'd say Darkseid.
Hell no. Darkseid is smoking. You should.
Smoke him?
You should.
Yeah. Now that I think about
Darkseid
it.
Darkseid smoked Thanos.
Yeah, yeah.
You might want to close that window a little bit because there's a bee over there that is flying in that window.
Hold on. Is it a killer hornet bee?
It like, might be a murder hornet.
A murder hornet?
It might be a murder hornet.
I don't fuck with them just because I'm about to beat that shit up.
Yeah.
Let that shit in here, man.
But yeah. That's what I said. Vegeta versus somebody from like, like My Hero would have been cool. From somebody from My Hero who really give it up, like one of the teachers.
One
of the teachers. Ooh. Like,
not the black hole thing, the machine thing with the
hot. Nah, the nigga with the scarf.
Oh, with the eye.
Yeah.
That takes away
who can curves? Take away like quirks, but he's more than that. Like he got hands. Like he can actually fucking.
Vegeta beat this
shit out of him. Vegeta beat everybody up. Yeah.
Not everybody.
Yeah, he fuck everybody.
Yeah.
He fuck all
Might. I would throw it in All Might.
He fuck All Might.
Yeah.
If God can be All Might, then nobody in Naruto can be Vegeta. You bugger. I don't think nobody in Naruto could be Krillin, if I'm being honest. They on different levels. Like, Madara.
Versus Vegeta?
Vegeta versus Madara. That's what
limited.
I actually said.
Limited.
That's what I actually said to Brandon.
Both power is limited.
That's what I actually said to Brandon.
Limited and
Chakra is limited. But they both, like, both the strongest, like, sub-nigga in the universe. Like, Madara was, like, next to Hashirama the way Goku is to Vegeta.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have made sense, yeah. So that could have worked. That could definitely work. But I still want to see fucking Aizen versus Madara. They did that on Seth the Programmer's channel where they broke down like all of their powers and Aizen would totally win. But anyway, I want to see the fight.
Let's get it going, Death Battle. Let's go.
Yeah, for real. Aizen, Madara.
Make that happen.
It's mad comments saying that. Y'all niggas is playing games. What's the next one going to be? Two chicks. Some chick from, I think, Thundercats. And I don't know. But, you know who else pissed me off? Fucking Spider-Man. No. Okay, no more controversial. Good moments. Spider-Man versus Static Shock. Miles Morales versus Static Shock. That was fucking awesome because Static Shock finally got some fucking shine. People finally got to see why I love Static Shock so much. Not just the show, but fucking comic book. He is a fucking beast, bro. Nick can reattach his limbs with electricity and shit. Like, he can throw Kamehamehas in. Like, he be doing the most in his comic books, bro. He still ain't selling. I don't get it, bro. Yeah, I don't get it.
Of course you get it. I mean, he's young, he's black. He's from, I think,
Miles Morales sells. What are you talking about?
I mean, that's
Miles Morales is black.
Isn't
DC Marvel.
Yeah.
But still.
Come on. Nobody really bumped DC like that no more. Like,
stop it. DC's killing comic-wise.
Of course.
DC's killing right now.
I mean, comic-wise. I'm talking money-wise, movies, like,
yeah.
Everything,
but
merch.
It's all about fucking merch. It's all about merch, bro. Nobody buys Static Shock merch. And I don't see why. I don't see why, bro. I'd buy Static Shock collectibles and shirts and shit if I could find them.
Static Shock hasn't been really out there. Like, it isn't really put out there on TV. Like, when have you seen a Static Shock promo? Like, anybody, not a lot of people know, but even some melanated people, they don't know about Static Shock, bro. Like, I'll be telling them, like, oh, what's a Bang Baby? They don't know what a Bang Baby is. That's basically a Detroit crack baby, basically. Right? Yeah. With powers, basically. Mm-hmm. That shit is crazy. That show was way ahead of its time, bro.
For real,
like,
for real.
People should really know about
it. Should have came out now. And it was PC as hell. Yeah. It had everybody in it.
What?
It had everybody.
Lil Romeo.
Not even. I mean, I don't mean famous people. I mean, like, race wise. There were Asians. There were whites. There were blacks. His school was mad fucking diverse.
Exactly.
Bro.
Like it is right now.
Hot Streak was fucking Mexican.
Mm-hmm. I did too. I'm not gonna lie.
I think it was fucking E-Bomb. Yeah. Nigga had braids and shit. Like, come on, bro. This nigga was all black.
Shout out to Eli. He calls me that because I'm dark skinned. I always be called Iman. That's my boy.
Alright, so that's one of my favorite fights. Definitely did that one right because Miles Morales, that was the perfect Spider-Man to go against that. Like to go against Static too. Because he is the one besides 2099 who relies the most on it. Like gadgets. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he beat any Spider-Man, honestly, because even Peter, like, any Spider-Man without organic weapon. And most of them don't have organic weapon. Like, most of the main ones that you know about don't have organic weapon. So it's like, it's different. Now, if they would have put him against Venom, that probably would have been a different story.
Right.
Or Carnage. Like, that probably would have been a different story. Carnage, that's another one that was stupid, by the way. Sorry, I know we on good ones. Carnage versus the girl from Elfin Lied.
Oh, I'm thinking a bad one, too. So.
That was Carnage would not lose that fight. So, sorry. That nigga's
is
been
who said?
The chick from Elfin Lied who also like chops people up and she's got like these vector things that are invisible and they cut people to shreds and all types of shit. Like, that's what I'm saying. It would have been Carnage's win because like Carnage has survived nuclear bomb explosions and reformed from just a single fucking like blood. Like, that's it. It just leaves one little strip of blood left and Carnage can reform his whole body, bro. And he can do it in an instant. Like, they made it like he couldn't reform after every one of those fucking explosions or those hits or anything. It's like, what? Carnage would have they didn't let him do none of his cool moves that he'd be like the missiles he learned to shoot out his body. Like, he wasn't doing nothing but trying to slash the bitch. Like, stop it, bro. Carnage is way better than that, bro. He don't just stop it, bro. If that's not working,
bro, that's what it is. They don't put
respect on the proper people, bro. Elfin Lied, they were just trying to put some shine on an unknown anime that people were talking about. Like, oh, we need Elfin Lied in here.
I literally didn't know what that was until you said it. Yeah.
Terrible. It's not even that good. Fucking stupid.
Yeah,
I couldn't even finish it because I got bored. That and Parasite is pretty much the same thing as Parasite.
Oh, okay.
Just without fucking little parasites growing out of you, but all of the gore and shit is just like gory for the sake of being
gory. Good gory anime, but it sucks.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like Berserk. The new one, Jake the Dragon versus Danny Phantom. That was pretty good.
I didn't see it.
You didn't watch it yet?
Yeah, Danny Phantom.
I told you it was gonna come out like.
Definitely one of my role models, Danny Phantom. Love him.
Danny Phantom, he definitely did his thing, and he won. He won. Yeah. Tell that nigga to go back there, bro. So yeah, he definitely won that, and we had Tev made a good point the other day. Like, the only way you can almost beat that nigga is by trapping him in that ghost portal thing that sends him back to the ghost realm. But he escapes back from there all the time.
Yeah, like, yeah. I literally seen the episode where he did it. I was like, whoa.
He comes back all the time. So yeah, there's, like, really no way to stop the nigga.
Really,
like,
really, really OP.
I mean, so, it's just like, I mean, he has, like, yeah. So, yeah, that's another good one. What do you think? What's some of your favorite ones?
Death Battle?
Yeah. It's almost over with the Death Battle shit.
Death Battle.
Because I'm about to stop watching that shit, honestly. It's boring now. Like, right. They're doing too many fuck-ups.
I don't really have a really good Death Battle.
No? No more?
Nah.
Guess we move on to Batman's Son now. Gonna hit that shit. Alright, so now we're going to be talking about our favorite Bat in the Sun moment so far, because I don't think we have any dislikes with Bat in the Sun so far. Yeah, people lose who you want to win sometimes, but at least it's fair. There's no stats involved, there's no none of that, it's just the fans voting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, first, our favorite that I think we share is Red Hood Jason Todd versus the Punisher Frank Castle. Now, Frank Castle wins the majority of street beef. Like, if you're not somebody with powerful, if you're not somebody with powers, he's fucking you up, bro. He don't need the guns. Hand to hand, he gives it up to niggas, bro. He's fought niggas like Spider-Man hand to hand, bro. Like, he fight niggas like that hand to hand all the time, bro. And their little monologues to themselves is like, man, I didn't think this dude was really this good. I thought he just was good with guns and weaponry. Like, no, he's actually an expert martial artist. Yes, a nigga knows like 8 martial arts, bro, and he's mastered them all. Like, combat shit, like Krav Maga and shit you learn in the jungle for like warfare, those kind of like CQC and shit. He's a master at all of that shit, bro. Nigga, oh, fuck so many people. He's fought Black Widow, who's one of the best hand-to-hand fighters, period, in Marvel, bro. She gives it up with them hands. Boogieing, bro. Always has. And he's like, knocked her around, little shump, 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 shump. Knock her around, little shump, shump. He don't care if you a female either. Like, he doesn't have that, like, hiccup. If you coming at me, you getting it, bro.
But always.
Jason Todd was trained by Batman, though, but... You know, they're different in experience, bro. Jason Todd's only like 20-something years old. Punisher is like 40. Like, canonically?
In combat.
Yeah, canonically, like, when his canon ends, like, after Punisher Max, by the time that's over, by the end of the world, and he, like, is the last person surviving, and he killed the government and shit, it's like 70 years old. That nigga lives to be like 70 or 80, still walking around killing the shit out of motherfuckers, bro. Even at the start of the Punisher Max comic book, like the most, like, if you want to read the Punisher, that's like the best comic to read. So at the start of that, he's already found the people who killed his wife and kids and all that shit years ago. Niggas are saying in the beginning of the comics, yo, this dude's pushing like 50. How can he still move like this? Yeah, that nigga old by the time that comic book starts, bro. And he's always talking about her like, damn, if I was younger like I used to be, these joint pains wouldn't be kicking my ass like they are now. But some painkillers.
Punisher always uses that recycle of knowledge of, I've been there, done it. How can I perfect it to make it a shorter fight?
Uh-huh. He's pretty much been in any combat situation you can imagine yourself in. He's died. Everything, bro. Come back to life and reborn as like a Frankenstein monster with a shotgun for a hand type.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, like he's come back, bro. Like, nigga had fucking god guns. Like, he was a fucking angel, like Wrath of Heaven type shit, and had like holy guns on some fucking Ghost Rider shit. Like, the nigga's a real G, bro.
Yo.
Jason Todd wasn't nobody to sleep on, but not the Punisher.
Yeah, but he didn't have that. Plus, he wasn't that strength.
Yeah.
He
outstrength him. And, dude, Punisher's solid, bro. Like, 280 to 300 solid, bro. And, like, 6'6", 6'6". Like, he's a tall motherfucker. Solid, bro. Like, it's ridiculous. Shit. He will fucking eat niggas. Bro.
He gonna hit you with that. Yeah.
He eat niggas for breakfasters. Like, niggas get eated up for breakfasters by this man. He fought some nigga named Barracuda. This nigga was, like, 9 feet tall. like 700 pounds, bro. Could take everything, like, a finger's got cut off, eaten, like, bit by sharks, all types of, like, he can survive anything. This nigga, his body,
can't survive Punisher.
Facts, can't survive the Punisher. So, yeah, that's one of them that we really like. We also really like Negan versus the Joker. Negan versus the Joker was awesome.
First of all, how do you think you're going to beat a man
whose rival is the smartest person in the world?
Has
defeated
everybody. Plan to beat everybody.
All the time. Joker's like that too, though. That's what people don't realize about Joker. The same way Batman's got ways of beating everybody. He's proved it, bro. He's taken out the whole Justice League Dolly and isolated each of their powers and turned them all into Jokers many times, bro. Like, that motherfucker is smart as hell, bro. Negan's just a dude who's good at setting people up sometimes, but not on the type of shit the Joker be on, bro. Not on no world domination shit, bro. You're like city. You're barely city level, bro. You're like county level.
First of all, and it's two different things anyway.
Thanks.
Because Negan, you're just setting people up in a zombie apocalyptic world
to get eaten by zombies. You don't really have to do the work.
Joker is out there setting people up to get killed by other criminals and killing all the criminals.
And then
just
killing
because.
Them just because, bro. He doesn't have a reason. I just felt like killing you, bro.
Do I look like a man with a plan?
Sometimes I feel like killing you, sometimes I don't.
I just do things.
I just do things, bro. I'm telling you. No thinking. It's just reactions, bro. Like, I feel like doing this. I'm going to do it.
Right.
Thought about this. I don't question it. Like, I don't question any of my thoughts. I want to blow up a building today. That's just how he thinks, bro.
Right.
That building looks stupid. I'm going to blow it up. Don't second guess it. Like, man, maybe I... No, I'm going to blow this building up. That's it.
Don't get me wrong. Negan is a great...
He's cool.
Great villain, you know?
He's cooler in the comic books than he is in the TV show, but he's cool. Just because he's, you know, he is smart, just not Joker smart, bro.
Right.
He's not
Joker smart. Is beyond.
Is way different, bro. It's a way different type of
Joker. Smart. Joker thinking is your mind has been broken multiple times.
And bro.
And you're okay with it.
Fuck that, Batman. He outthinks Batman on the regularly, bro. It takes Batman, like, days to figure out how to get over this nigga. He can figure out one of the Riddler's puzzles in a matter of hours. It'll take him days to piece together the Joker's full plan sometimes, and then he'll still miss parts.
Right.
That's how he always end up getting back out and coming back to the street and shit, because he missed something. Nigga's just way too smart, bro. Like, he...
Joker is the...
Jesus Christ.
Has to be one of the greatest villains.
He's rated as the greatest villain of all time. Out of the top 100, Joker is one.
That's
and
true.
I believe Lex Luthor should be two. Just that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
And then after that, Doc Ock.
Doc Ock.
Doc Ock. Niggas don't understand that man's story, bro. That nigga, those three niggas got some deep backstory that's just fucking crazy. But we get off topic. I have to say, though, like, that the way Joker ended it was really Joker. Like, hitting a nigga with the hyped up, like, supercharged hand buzzer to the neck and electrocuting his whole fucking body.
He fried him like a biscuit. But guess what? Them zombies is having fried
Negans. Right? Them zombies about to eat some fried Negans. Negan flakes, I heard those is popping from the zombie. Zombies fuck with them Negan flakes, dog. But yeah, another one was Star-Lord versus Boba Fett.
Oh.
That was a good one, too. I don't like the Boba Fett alternate, like, just because it was a rope.
The original ending was great.
Yeah, yeah.
You and me, bro.
Star-Lord. Come on. Come on, bro.
Let's settle this like real men.
Nigga shot that nigga. Nigga said, I hate dance off. Said, I hate dance. Fucking shit. Nigga shot him. Nigga said, oh, right in the face. Right in the face. He really used his ship to shoot him.
I wasn't expecting the ending, though. I wasn't expecting for Green Lantern to pop up.
Oh, facts. Green Lantern. Awesome.
All that for the bro. Green.
And he still hasn't been in a fight yet in Batman the Sun. They're gonna bring him though. That's probably a little
Green
cameo.
Lantern versus who?
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern versus who?
Green Lantern versus. Who else got a ring like that? Mm. Like a ring based thing or item based power. Who could Green Lantern fight?
Let's think.
Items, like someone who uses items as their thing, you know, because his thing is the power ring, so right. It'd have to be somebody who uses a item. Mm. Thinking about here, who's got a good item? Really cool, like mystic weapon or some shit like that. Ooh, probably like the Mandarin. From Iron Man, the nigga with all of the rings that all got different powers on each of his hands.
I didn't think of that.
That'd be pretty fucking sweet. Green Lantern versus the Mandarin. Make that happen, bro. Y'all need to pay us for these ideas and make them happen. And y'all make so much money. Y'all understand how much money y'all be making if we, like, y'all just, like, worked with us, bro.
Right. Some people.
We would get y'all so much bread. So much of the bread. Dar bread we would get you guys is like amazing.
The next one is Black Canary
versus Black Widow. I don't know how I felt about that one because I felt like that could have went either way, like in real world shit. Like not fan voting, like as far as statistics and like achievements and all of the shit they do, like they're capable of. I feel like that could have went either way, bro.
Great hand-to-hand combat. That
they're
would be
both
great.
So fucking nice, bro. Like, hot black leotard wearing ass.
It would be you.
It's a leotard fight, bro. Like, I want to see that in real life. Like, in the shows and shit. Like, I'm not talking about boob and or anything like that. Like, nip slip. Nothing like that. Just straight leotard fight. All sweaty and shit. Fighting for like 15 minutes. Because that fight would take long, bro. I'm not going to lie. That would not be no like 5 minute fight, bro. They would be running around, planting tactics. Yeah, mad counters. Niggas be running out of ammo, trying to set up bombs, doing all types of covert stuff, trying to get each other to slip up. That would be a spy versus spy type shit. That'd be a stupid fight. All right. Yeah. I think Black Widow winning, though. It makes sense because she's Black Widow, and she's hot right now, so if the fans voted, most of the fans probably don't know who Black Canary is if they're not watching, like, Arrows and all those shows. Like,
shows.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But some of them do and still fuck with, you know, just, she's bigger, bro, like, Black Canary is not as big.
But then
as
it is Black fan Widow. Voted.
Mm-hmm. And Black Canary's about to, I mean, Black Widow's getting her own Marvel movie soon, so.
Widow came out already.
Yeah, stupid ass Corona.
Fuck you, Corona.
Fuck Corona. I don't even drink that. It's nasty. It's like Mexican piss. Yeah, man. So, as far as fights that you are hoping to see, Yeah, like fights you think you wish they would do, or like dream fights. Because the next one is Godzilla versus the Megazoid. And I know Godzilla's going to win because it's fucking Godzilla. But if his fan voted, much more Power Ranger fans than probably Godzilla fans.
Right.
So.
I want to see.
So who would you want to see for these last 2 minutes? Who are we thinking of seeing? I want to see Moon Knight. Psych. I want to see Moon Knight. I want to see the Hulk versus somebody.
I'm thinking.
I like Hulk fights.
I'm thinking. I'm going up the box. I'm going up the box.
All right. Spawn versus.
I'm thinking somewhere.
All right. The Tick.
Raiden. I want Raiden, bro.
Raiden.
I want Raiden.
Raiden versus. Can't be Thor because Thor would smash him. He's an actual thunder god. Like, right. He's an actual thunder god. It's not just some dude who uses thunder. Raiden versus.
I need him in there.
Raiden versus who else uses lightning? Couldn't be like Sasuke or somebody because he gets smoked.
What?
Bro. Nah. Sasuke will smoke Raiden.
I don't know.
Sasuke will smoke Raiden. Raiden! That's, like, that's all you would hear, bro. Because he dead. Raiden! Dead ass.
Dead. It's not weak to value life.
And it's not weak. You lost. Shut up. Weakling.
Let's not forget that, fellas.
Weakling. I really want to see, like, Doomsday versus the Hulk. Live action. I think that'd be cool. Two big, beefy dudes versus the Hulk. Like, get two beefy wrestler dudes like Bobby Lashley and Mark Henry and like two real beefy motherfuckers. They gonna duke it out. Facts. Like, we need to... Facts. Or, there is no Akuma one. You said that earlier.
Right.
There needs to be an Akuma versus someone. Akuma versus, like, you could do Tekken since that's what's, like, in the game. Mm. You could actually do that live action. Akuma versus Kakuza. Kakuza. You can actually do that. Y'all know about that Breakfast Club music. Y'all know about that. But yeah, so we got who else? One or two more. Let me think. I'd love to see Spawn in the live action, like if they could animate that cape really well. I'd love to see that. Spawn versus Constantine. No, Constantine is just human. No, I can't even say that because that dude's beating God and the devil too, just like Spawn. He became like God Constantine and he didn't. Constantine versus Spawn would be fire too.
Let's make it happen.
Or I really want to see Kratos because Kratos is somebody you can really do. You can really pull off of Kratos. So Kratos versus like Asherah from that game's Asherah Wrath, since they're both always screaming and angry.
A man who beat the gods?
So did Asherah, though. He just beat the Indian gods. He beat, like, the Buddha Sattva and all that. Dude, he had a fucking fist come the size of the moon in space, punched this nigga in space, and he broke the... Bro, you break that shit with a scream and a punch, like, you're just so angry. Like, you're Asherah, the god of rage. Like, you're a god. You're the god of rage, but they banished you and killed your wife and all this other shit, so you're just raging out on the world. Like, all the gods are getting it. You're going through heaven and hell and destroying everything, but on some Indian shit. Fire, bro. Like... But the monsters are huger than God of War. You think the God of War monsters are big? These niggas is... Bro, the last boss, you fighting on Earth, and this nigga is a giant Buddha palm statue that's over the Earth, bro. One finger coming down on you the size of everything like this, and you gotta tap the screen and keep punching that shit until you break the finger. This nigga is ill. He's just screaming the whole time. Like, wallin', bro. It's one of the best games ever, bro. Oh, man. That'd be a good fight. Because they're both, like, willpower-based people who just fight based off of how much they hate everything. That'd be fire, bro.
I'm going out the box with this last one, bro.
And they didn't do no samurai one. Sorry to cut you off, but we ain't got no samurai Batman sons.
I'm going... I don't know who's going to fight them. But I'm throwing his name in there.
Kenshin.
I need Van Helsing.
Van Helsing versus... Versus... Van Helsing versus Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes?
They're both kind of like investigators. No, I'm not Sherlock. It's got to be somebody supernatural.
Versus
Dean. Right, versus Dean Winchester. Yeah!
Bad in the sun.
Dean Winchester from Supernatural versus Van Helsing. Matter of fact, fuck that. Blade versus Van Helsing. Both paranormal hunters, bro, who I have something. Van Helsing's technically half werewolf.
Yes.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Touche.
Why not? Yo, make those happen, bro. Bat in the sun. Make that happen. You know what else you should make happen? And this is a smooth transition into this ad right now. Oh, I just said it, so it's not. Bye. All right, guys and girls. It's been really fucking real, you know? Yeah, don't forget about us, because sometimes we go away for a while and do other things. Like, I make a lot of music. Beans is out there doing it. He's a married man with like, children. So we have responsibilities outside of our creative endeavors that we have to do. You know, we got to go make all this money. So
the hiatus.
Yes, but we will try to be back as much as possible, especially since this corona stuff's going on.
Right.
So we'll definitely try to, you know, keep everything light for you guys while you see all this bad news, all this death and all this other stuff. With some comic book fun. Yeah, we got some comic book fun. We can talk about the 6ix9ine thing. We just don't want to. Because it's, everyone's talking about it, and people are going to think we want clout, and we don't want any clout. I mean,
we're not clout chasing.
I'm a fan of the dude. Not a fan like that, but I like his music and the trolling. I'm a big fan of the trolling. Like,
he is a troll king.
He is the king of trolls. I'm not going to say king of New York rapping wise, but he's king troll, you know? So that's as much clout as I'll give him. It's king troll, bro. He's the king troll. But besides that, we appreciate y'all for listening. Next episode, I think we're going to be talking about some video game stuff. Because we haven't talked about any video game stuff on here yet.
I think we have, but it's been a while.
Oh, yeah, we have. So, yeah, we'll talk about some video game stuff. Because video games are popping right now. Like, I got my Switch. I'm playing a lot of good Switch games right now.
I've actually seen a very, very nice PlayStation 2 classic pop up lately. It's a special one.
The Warriors.
Yes,
I knew it. It's his favorite fucking game, bro. Yes. The Warriors. That's all he's ever checking for. He's always talking about a remake or an HD.
$10. Come on. Let's get it. A remake. Yes.
We need a remake to Marvel vs. Capcom. Those are things we're going to talk about on the next episode, though. Because this episode is going on an hour, and we're trying to keep it under like a certain amount of time, so we don't have to put too many ads.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, I'm hungry. Anyhow, this has been Clash of the Titans. We don't know what we're gonna name the episode yet, so I can't tell you. We never know until I come up with something stupid. But yeah, I'm Black Galactus.
And I'm Beans.
That man's name is Beans. Oh. We're going to see you guys on the hippity hop, flippity flop, zam zam boom wham. Don't forget to trade in your whammies for zim zams and boom boom flaps. Hey, get swifty. That's Rick and Morty. That's Rick and Morty talk. Get swifty.
We out of here.
Pieces.